Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. I recently spent time in the desert southwest, where I admired the unique beauty of the desert landscape. Not unlike the desert terrain that Jesus entered in the Judean wilderness in his 40 days of temptation from the enemy. Deserts can be harsh and unyielding to human control. Yet, when the season is right, there is a certain beauty that grows out of those conditions. The truth of this caused me to pause as I embarked on this year's Lenten journey. Could the dread we sometimes experience as we make our Lenten vows change into an eagerness to see the beauty the Lord has waiting for us as we make our way through this Lenten season? Consider why Christ journeyed into the desert. His motivation was and always is love for us. Love led him to the desert. He didn't need to prove his love by conquering the temptations common to us, but we do. And so he went to show us the way of love through the desert into the abundance of the love life with him. Our Catholic faith refers to our growth in the beauty of holiness as the purgative way, where we cast from our lives the bitter root of sin that our spirit accumulates when we do not guard our hearts. Much like a gardener tending his garden, our Lord desires to tend our spirit so that the beauty of holiness can flourish in us. During the Lenten season, the purgative way is a journey of concentrated humbling. Humility, or humus, literally means on the ground, the very earth. That is helpful to me as I consider that I get down and dirty with the Lord in this journey through the desert terrain of Lent so that his beauty can grow in me. I believe that's the purpose. The sacred scripture reveals God's master plan for the landscape of our lives. Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. During the Lenten season, I envision the Lord kneeling down with me in the hummus or humus of my life as we tend to the weeds that I've allowed to grow through my willful and sometimes ignorant lack of attention. We clear away malice and envy, resentment and bitterness, gluttony and avarice. It's tough work to destroy roots that go deep into our soul. But here's the thing. Beneath the tangle and decay of sin, the Lord has beauty ready to grow, permeating us with his holiness. There beneath the refuse of death springs forth the tender green shoots of love, grace, peace, and on and on. I came across a litany while I was visiting the Southwest, and I'm finding it as a good guide for me as I get down and dirty with the Lord this Lenten season. I wish I could attribute it to an author, but I can't. It's anonymous, and it's entitled The Fast Life. Fast from judging others. Feast on Christ dwelling in them. Fast from fear of illness. Feast on the healing power of God. Fast from words that pollute. Feast on speech that purifies. Fast from discontent. Feast on gratitude. Fast from anger. Feast on patience. Fast from pessimism. Feast on hope. Fast from negatives. Feast on encouragement. Fast from bitterness. Feast on forgiveness. Fast from self-concern. Feast on compassion. Fast from suspicion. Feast on truth. Fast from gossip. Feast on purposeful silence. Fast from problems that overwhelm. Feast on prayer that sustains. Fast from anxiety. Feast on faith. Lord Jesus, may our love for you lead us through this Lenten desert. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.